You have arrived. You are now on a journey into the world of crypto, with your guides being three idiots. We have no idea what we're doing or talking about. You will get to learn with us on the way. If you are a crypto idiot like us and want bad crypto advice, you're in the right place. Idiot number one is the crypto chemist. Guaranteed to get distracted while talking and change subjects enough times for you to need a quick stopover at the loony bin on the way to work. Idiot number two is Kid Crypto. Kid Crypto lives life one quarter mile at a time, and he knows that it doesn't matter if you win by 1 inch or 1 mile. Winning is winning. He wins the Makes Bad Decisions Award every week. Idiot number three is Captain Crypto. Captain Crypto is a professional at doing things the hard way. Instead of researching, he likes to throw a bunch of money at something and watch what happens. You just can't get advice like this from anyone.
Today we'll be talking about the OMI token and Vivi, the NFT platform where you can get all kinds of cool virtual reality collectibles to share and show off to your friends and be the cool guy on the block. So we'll start off with Vivi, the platform itself. So you get on there and you can buy things like Batman, the DeLorean. I even think they've got Powerpuff Girls, Powderpuff Girls, whatever you call it. I don't even know. They got all kinds of cool little cute things that you can collect. And they're kind of expensive for being a virtual asset, I guess you could say, collectible on there. Like I just bought a Batman figure on there the other day. It released at $40. But it's got like an eBay auction platform on there where you can buy things, and I bought it for $27. However, there is people that buy them and sell them for 10 times the price. You know, they had an ultra rare on there that was $100 release, and now it's going for $1.7K. So there's money to be made on this platform as well. So now that you've got a figure, what do? You can sit there and you get your phone out, you hold it in a room, you can click a spot and have your figure stand there and pose for you. You can make it taller and smaller and put it on people's heads. You can have people stand there next to it and take a picture of them. So that's kind of neat that you can do that as well. Now the big thing that they're going to be doing with this is virtual reality, which I've never been a big fan of because I just feel like it was just not time for it. But after looking into this, it really does make a lot of sense to me that it's definitely the future, and I cannot wait to see where they go, especially the things that they're doing with this right now. You know, you can get artists that, whether it's local or big name people, and sell their artwork on here. And if they've got figures that they can do as well, like I'm really looking forward if they ever get McFarlane, which I sure is only a matter of time. But where a lot of these are going to be playing the biggest role is the Viviverse. So it's going to be like a huge virtual reality world where they're actually going to be selling off land, and you can buy the land, build your house, put your NFTs on it, interact with people, kind of like a super evolved Facebook, I guess you could say. So where I really see this going is once you've got land and you start establishing your house and your collections and all that, it's a whole new open world. And I'm pretty sure eventually what they're working towards is doing advertisement. You're like, oh God, the advertisement sucks. Why in the world would I want anything to do with that when I'm playing a game? I'm trying to get away from it. And I definitely get that, but if you've got prime real estate and you've got art galleries, or you're doing like racetracks, which they're eventually doing that, they're even talking about doing Fast and Furious cars as well, you could have your advertisements on your drag strip. So say Netflix sponsors your drag strip. Well, guess what? Now that's extra income that you're getting while playing the game. Now, I'm not sure if that's the direction they're going, but from what I've gathered just listening to people on the internet and doing some research, I see that being like the in-game kind of scenario. Really think about your top YouTubers and how many subscribers they have, and how much money they make off commissions from the commercials and stuff they get playing. You know, that's kind of way later on in game for this, but I definitely see it going that direction, and that's why I'm very interested in Vivi and the OMI token. Vivi was released in September of 2020, so it's super early, and they're fixing to integrate the OMI token, and that's how you're going to be able to buy your NFTs in the future. So right now is a great time, I feel like, for me to be invested in the OMI token, so that eventually, in time, I see this just growing crazy numbers. So I definitely see the potential for the Viviverse that's coming out. So a month ago, they had 250,000 users at that time, and they were only expecting 15,000 at that point. So that's a whole lot of growth that they were not expecting at all. So that just shows me that a lot of people believe in this project as well, which is great news for me because I think they're doing some really good things. So I've been trying to get all the OMI tokens that I can get because they're supposed to be having some big releases coming up in July, I believe, for the Comic-Con, that they'll have awesome stuff coming out. I cannot wait to see what they do. So, all right, now you've got some NFTs, and one thing they're eventually going to be doing is you can rent out your NFTs. And you're like, okay, why in the world would you ever want to do that? I want to keep my stuff. Well, say somebody's going to be hosting an art gallery and you have that super rare collectible that not many people got. Well, how cool would that be if you could rent that from somebody and put it in your art gallery or show it off for the day, or hey, check this out, I want to take a picture with it. Now you can charge somebody $5 to rent it, or however they're going to work that in. So that's a really cool tool that you're going to be able to do with your NFTs. I thought it was pretty awesome to make a little extra money on it as well. Or in your VVverse, you know, if you create a drag strip and you start racing people, you know, you could potentially race people for slips. Or if you want to borrow your buddy's car to race somebody because they've been talking some trash, you know, you could do that. Or they released a bunch of cars that you were interested in, and you know, you could try out other people's before you make that big investment on that car you want to get. So that's pretty awesome. I really like the direction they're going with this, and it's going to be awesome to see how this plays out long term. But like I said, this is so early, it's hard to determine. Nothing official, but I have heard talks about possible McDonald's licensing, which, you know, that's pretty cool. I know Funko does a lot of that stuff, so I'm sure they would be down for the VVverse as well. And then as this grows, I'm sure there's going to be adult entertainment, you know, collectibles as well. I mean, they're going to capitalize on everything they can. Who are we kidding here? They've already got some interesting ones on there right now. Not quite to that level, but I see where this could be potentially going in the future. Oh yeah, one of the other really cool things that I like is if you're in your house and you're like, man, I really need to update my house. What do I need to get? What would look good? Do I need to get a purple couch? Who knows? Well, here's where things really start to get crazy. I'm pretty sure they're already teamed up with IKEA, and you can get your phone out, hold it to where you'd like a couch, go on IKEA, find the couch you want and place it in your house and see if it makes sense for that to go there, if it looks good. You know, you can do that with lamps, chairs, artwork. So, I mean, there's huge possibilities for this thing. So for the last couple of weeks, this is a bunch of stuff that I've really liked hearing about OMI and the VVverse, and I thought I would share it with you. OMI is currently sitting at 0.0021 per token. There's 750 billion in tokens, I believe, which is a ton. So if you're in it to make a quick buck, it's probably not going to happen, because if it hit a dollar, that'd be a $750 billion market cap, and I just don't see it happening right now. But they do have a token burn system implemented in there, so long term, I do think this will be an awesome play. It's definitely worth checking out and seeing the potential in this. So yeah, definitely check it out. Let us know what you think, and if there's some other NFT platforms out there you want us to do a dive in, we'll be more than happy to do it. And until next time, we'll holla.
Thank you for joining us on our journey today. Leave us feedback anywhere so we can give you really bad advice on your crypto questions. Or you can email us directly at cryptoidiots@pm.me. That is cryptoidiots@pm.me. We are looking forward to hearing back from you. And until next time, the idiots have left the building.